Look at that. I got a new mic. I got a new mic, so I have to learn how to use it. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Up. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Here we go. Okay, perfect. I just moved, and so I have, like, boxes everywhere. Everything's all over the place. I wasn't here last week, but I am here today, and I am present with you. I am here with you. Leave me a comment. Let me know that you're here so that we can chit-chat and talk to each other while I do this. I want to thank you for being here every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here with Nina and on Winject TV, and I love Winject. As you guys know, I have a free community on there, and I want to make sure that I connect with all of you. I have just seen my numbers grow and grow and grow and grow, and it's been a phenomenal experience, and I am really happy that we can connect with one another. So bear with me if you see glitches or you can't hear me really well, but I have a new mic. All right, I just got it. It's beautiful. I figured, you know what, new setup, new place, new mic, why not, right? So I want to thank you guys for being part of my community, and you can do that for free on winject.com/register. Make sure you register your whole profile for free, and also make sure that you put in there Straight Talk No Sugar at or Nina Perez. That way we can connect with one another. So I want to make sure that we are talking to one another. I am pushing my buttons today, so you guys are going to have to be really, really patient with me. And I am going to make sure that I try to read the comments as I am going through this. And so, you know, one of the things I did this weekend, which was really phenomenal, is I got to be the keynote speaker at a women's event. And it was a very intimate, beautiful event with these amazing women. And it was about, you know, fighting back life when life hits you hard, right? And I've talked about a lot of these things before, you know, shame and unforgiveness and letting go and dreaming big and, you know, opening yourself up for bigger and better things in your life. And that has always, that's, you know, really my message to a lot of people and to the world, because that's what's transformed my life, right? I think we need forgiveness in order to thrive. And then, so I said, you know what, do we really need forgiveness? Is forgiveness necessary to thrive? And yes, the answer, I believe, is yes. Now, you tell me how you guys feel about that. Make sure you leave me comments and stuff so that I can make sure that I look on the side here, try to get your comments and put them up as well so we can discuss things, okay? I want you to ask me any questions, push back on something I've said, you know, things like that, but I really want to get into this dialogue, right? So do we need forgiveness? Do we need forgiveness to thrive in our life, in our business, you know, all of that? I like what Mahatma Gandhi said. Mahatma Gandhi said, forgiveness can make us a better person, but does it make us a better leader? An eye for an eye for an eye for an eye ends up making everyone blind. Very wise, Mahatma Gandhi. Very wise. An eye for an eye for an eye for an eye makes everyone blind. And I realized that, you know, well, forgiveness is a topic that's not really new to anybody. Everybody has heard about it and all that. I know that I've had to experience a lot of that in my life and what that means. And even in business, in thriving in my career and stuff, I've had to learn to forgive in that too, because there has been some shady, shady things that people have done. And it's really difficult, right, to be a leader, whether it's in your home or in business. It's very difficult to be a leader and to have to constantly feel like you have to forgive. But forgiveness is very powerful. Sorry, I need to get something to drink, right? So forgiveness is really powerful. I was reading an article that said that forgiveness is bullshit, right? And it was given like this whole, you know, one-sided view about why forgiveness is crap. And I realized, like, as I'm reading, I'm like, yeah, but you know what? Sitting in this, sitting in unforgiveness, sitting in bull, actually, you start to smell like it, right? So you have to be careful about the things that you're reading and ingesting and putting in your head about whether or not something is important or not. I feel like if you want to thrive, if I want to thrive, forgiveness is going to have to be what we do, right? Any of us can lash out, especially when you feel wronged. when you feel like you've been betrayed, when you've put yourself out there and somebody wrongs you, it is really, really easy, especially if you are a leader, you're a business owner, anything like that, and you own your own stuff, right? It is really easy to lash out when you feel wronged, right? But a real leader, a really true transformational leader in anything is able to let those feelings of anger, resentment, betrayal, all of that kind of fall away so that something better can take place, something constructive can take place, something more aligned and congruent to what you want to do with your leadership and your business can take place. I know that for me, you know, just thinking about a more recent betrayal in my, you know, business, I was like, wow, I was pissed, right? And so I wanted to like completely go after that. Hey, good morning. Good morning, Neo. Thank you for joining. Thank you. And that's another thing. I want to make sure you guys are here. I want to, if you want to ask me questions throughout the segment, please do. I love to interact with you. So please do that. So as you know, in fact, I was just talking to you about the women's event. Neo Sotis is the one that set up this amazing event. Good morning. How are you, Mr. Ruben? That is her better half. He's amazing. And this is my better half right here. Hi, boo. I love you. You know, I was at her event and we were talking about fighting back life when life hits you hard. And we talked about different things. We talked about shame and forgiveness and letting go and dreaming big and all of that. And as I was going through all of that, I realized that, you know what, forgiveness in your home and all of that is very, very important. But forgiveness also as a leader is also super, super important, right? I think that we have to like really think about how we're going to be leaders. And how are we going to be leaders? God bless you too. God bless you too, Mio. Kisses to you too, love. I love you, Rudy. And so, you know, I was thinking about this like throughout, like, what am I going to talk about, right? And my husband talked to me this morning. He's like, what about, you know, overcoming in the midst of a storm or being resilient in the midst of a storm? I said, that's a really good one. And I'm probably going to touch on that next week. But one of the things that I realized that I had to go through all of this transformation is being a leader, which I am, being a leader and also forgiving when people betray you or you feel betrayed by someone's actions, right? Because when you forgive someone in your life or in business, it's powerful to the feelings that you're going to have towards everything that you're doing, right? So I realized that I was getting frustrated at work, frustrated in my career, frustrated in my business. And it was because this person that I, you know, adored, trained, kept trying to lift up, just did some things that weren't very kind, right? And so that was very hard for me because I put myself out there. And then for that to happen, I felt very betrayed. I felt very angry. And I realized that that was really pouring into everything else in my life. Now, this goes the other way too. If you have unforgiveness in your heart towards things that have happened to you in your life, you're going to actually pour that also into what you do, right? I mean, to forgive someone is not easy, but I think it is absolutely necessary in order for you to thrive in what it is you want to do, business, career, home, all of it, right? The fact that, you know, you don't forgive, or the fact that you're pissed off at this business partner or social media manager or, you know, a colleague, whatever it is, you know, it's really hurting you not to forgive. So when you forgive someone in your life, it's powerful. It's powerful to transform your thinking at how you look at things, right? So when I started to realize that I didn't want to do a certain project and I didn't want to do a certain thing that I used to love, I said, wait, what's going on here? Why is it that I'm so frustrated about this or not wanting to do this, or I'm, you know, complaining? And I don't like to complain because it just sounds like whining, and I don't like whining, right? I realized this because I was holding this resentment inside of me over pouring myself into someone who didn't appreciate it and then backstabbed me anyway. So that was really, really painful. But once I let that go, That's when I realized that I started to thrive and love what I was doing again. It was that moment of, oh, got it. This person is still affecting me even after the, you know, even after betrayal, even after they left, even after all of that, I realized that I was the one still carrying it, right? So the fact is that you're only hurting yourself if you don't forgive. You only hurt yourself. You don't hurt anybody else. It is you. If you are feeling anxious, depressed, sad, stuck, frustrated, and all of that thing, maybe you should check it because it could be unforgiveness, right? So instead, I want you to try to opt. Just try to opt into forgive and letting it go. I know it sounds simple, right? It's like a simple concept. Forgive, let it go. But it can be very difficult to execute. And I get that, right? I get that. But it's worth it. And it will save your health, your mind, your relationship, your feelings, your career, all of that. Because we really are really hard on ourselves already, right? So we already have all of these things we want to get done. And when you're doing it in the umbrella of unforgiveness, anger, whatever that is, it's going to make it extremely difficult to move forward in the things that you want to do. And I don't know about you, but I just turned 50 a couple of days ago, and I am trying to soar. I don't know how long I have on this earth. I am grateful for the 50 that I've had, but I also know that there is way more for me out there in this world, and there's way more for me to conquer, and I cannot wait to give it a shot, right? But I can't do that if I let people's behaviors, betrayals, the way they lie and manipulate, if I keep letting that, right, be the reason why I do or not do something, I'm in trouble. So I need to let go, and you need to let go. It is not worth it. It is not worth it if your colleague betrayed you. It is not worth it if they stole from you. It is not worth it if they lied about you. Holding on to that unforgiveness, I know it feels good because you're pissed, but it's not helping you. It is not helping you. And so you definitely need forgiveness to thrive. I know that people are like, well, I've been very successful and I didn't forgive my stepfather or my father or my mother or my this or my, okay, but you maybe be able to thrive maybe financially, maybe you're able to thrive in business in certain areas, but if you're not fully showing up as yourself and crushing it as yourself 100% all the time without the feeling of somebody's going to betray me, I'm a little anxious or depressed or stuck or whatever, you got some work to do. Now, you can ignore it if you want to. It doesn't serve you well, though. It doesn't serve you. And one of the things I always talked about, I even talked about it in this past weekend, is you have to weigh things out and ask yourself, does this serve me or not? And what am I doing? If it doesn't serve me, why do I keep doing this thing? Whatever this thing is. A lot of times, we start to behave in ways that don't serve us because somebody has betrayed us or hurt us or whatever it is. So maybe you isolate yourself a little bit more. Maybe you're not, you know, communicating with people more or actually going out to do community work or anything like that because somebody's going to betray you or somebody's, and you're over here like trying to hide it. And, you know, you don't want to share your wisdom and you don't want to share what you want to put out there. And so you're like the world's best kept secret. That is not serving you. You can't be the world's best kept secret because guess what? You're a secret. Nobody knows, right? And if you're trying to thrive in business and in your career or whatever it is, your nonprofit, whatever it is you're trying to do, and yet you're hiding, okay, because you're afraid of this person taking your idea, that person doing this. Nobody's you. Nobody is you. And you need to like let go of any hurt that maybe that last person that you were in business with did to you. Somebody that did something to you that has hurt you, has caused you now to have this barrier around you that is not serving you. And if it's not serving you, what are you doing? Right? Right? Enzima. Hi, Enzima. So just make sure that you are thinking about that. Like if you're starting to do your nonprofit or your business or whatever it is you're doing, and you're not fully getting there, there may be something blocking you. And a lot of times it's what somebody did to you that you have not let go of yet. And when you live like that, okay, you are not living at your fullest. You're not. I know you want to say, well, I make six figures. I do too. And you know how? I had to work on my behind. I had to work on myself, right? And I'm still working on myself. And it'll probably be a life journey. But the whole point is that I refuse to let other people's nonsense come here and cause chaos and animosity and anger and frustration and stuff in my life. I cannot have that. My energy is important. My relationship with God is important. My relationship with one another is important, right? So we have to make sure that we are going to do what we got to do to move forward, because life is about this short. I cannot believe I just turned 50, but here I am. That maybe, I think the average age right now is like 80 years or so of life, right? That means I only have 30 more summers, 30 more Christmases, 30 more birthdays, right? So think about that. Do you really have time to waste on what somebody done said, all that stuff, whether it's in business or in life? I don't know about you. I don't have the time. Okay. And so I will think about what it means to actually forgive so that I can thrive. I refuse to stay behind because somebody else's nonsense had to come in and ruin my path. Don't let it happen to you. Forgiveness is a simple concept. I know it can be difficult. It is very difficult because you think you're letting that person off the hook, but it's worth it. It will save your life, your health, your mind, your relationship, your career. It will save it. Okay? Ha! Enzima, that's right. Say that. That's right. So I just want to make sure that you guys understand. I am here to make sure that I share whatever I've had in my life that has helped me thrive to the six figures I am from being homeless, right? That wasn't an overnight thing, but I tell you that a lot of it did start with self, learning about myself. What makes me anxious? Why am I angry? Why am I depressed? Why am I sad? Why am I stuck? What is happening here, right? And a lot of times, it came down to that. It came down to what somebody did to me that really pissed me off and got me hurt and got me all up in my feelings, right? And I wasn't able to move forward. I don't want that for you. I don't want that for you. I know you don't want that for you. So stop the craziness, right? Like we don't even realize that we keep going around this circle and going around this circle and going around this circle and not realizing that we're not moving forward. We're just going in circles. Why are we doing that? Because you need to get it together when it comes to forgiveness. You need to get it together when it comes to forgiveness in business and in life, right? Because in business is just as necessary. In business, people will hurt your feelings. They will hurt your feelings, okay? And you are a human being after all. And this is why when I coach women, this is what we work on. We work on, you know, your goals, your accountability, but we work on your mind, flow, and energy, because those things have to be aligned in order for your business and things to thrive. You can't have a business when you're unforgiving and angry and bitter. Of course you can. You're just not going to reach it fully the way you want to, not the way you're envisioning it, because you're not free. There's always going to be some sort of glass ceiling that you're always going to be bumping up against. And you don't even know why you keep bumping up against this thing. And it could be shame. It could be unforgiveness. It could be, you know, this bitterness and resentment that you're carrying that you didn't even know that you had. All right. So I know that you have already seen a bunch of TED Talks and videos and all that stuff about unforgiveness. I know it's not a new thing. I know. However, we are still dealing with some stuff. And I am here to maybe give you a different perspective. Maybe you need to see things a little bit differently and stop trying to act like in business it's different than in life. It really isn't when it comes to yourself. You have to come and show up the same way you do in your life. You got to show up in business. You have to cease that resentment that you have towards your offender, whether it's your partner, whether it's your lover, whether it's a friend, whether it's a coworker, a neighbor. I don't give a crap who it is. You have to cease that feeling of anger and resentment towards that person, okay? Because they don't owe you anything. They don't even owe you an apology. You owe you an apology for sitting in this for far too long. You owe you an apology. All right. I know that's not easy because you're probably saying, well, that bastard did this to me and that, you know, that partner did this to me and that. I get it. People have done some stuff, but you're the one sitting in it. Right. So if you're the one sitting in it, you're the one that needs to like say, okay, you know what I mean? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, girl. I'm the one that has stopped you from thriving to the person you need to be, holding on to this nonsense. Right. And that person has already moved on. So let's just, next. Okay. You need to understand that the forgiveness is for you. And you just hold on. You held on to stuff for too long. Now forgive yourself for holding on to stuff for far too long. Okay. And remove that offense. It is not worth it. Right. What is that, Mia Sotis? Yes, Lord, this is so true. Come on now, right? Thank you for saying that. I know that for me in my life, you know, I used to always be really pissed off, right? Because I was like, you know, when my coworker did this to me, or somebody I was leading did this to me, or, you know, a person that I went to business with did this to me, I realized, wow, these people are just mean, right? But I was holding this grudge, and then I didn't want to, you know, I'm not doing no business partnerships. I'm not doing no this. I'm not investing with nobody, but right? Because too many people done did too much stuff. But forgiveness, or at least for me, in order for me to have thrived, I literally had to like sit my behind down and realize what was happening here. They kept thriving and going, and I'm still sitting up in my mess. Right. And I realized that forgiving them didn't mean that I absolved them of what they did wrong, that no matter how serious the betrayal was. Right. I had to make sure that I realized that forgiveness was for me. It's not about them. If I keep holding on grudges, if I keep putting up this wall, it is me that is locked in the walls. Right. And so instead of me thinking about how I'm not going to thrive or how to go after somebody or whatever, true forgiveness is quite the opposite. It's the process of you going through this whole thing, going through this thing, and then putting that person and those hurt feelings or whatever it is in the past so that I can keep moving forward. And the only way to move forward is to leave the junk behind. It really does matter, guys. It really does matter. You forgiving matters. It matters to your life. It matters to your career. It matters to your business plans. It matters to all of it. In all area of your life, whether you like it or not, it does freaking matter. It matters, all right? And it is a real decision that you're making. It's not a feeling. I also want to bring that out. It is not a feeling. You can still think about this person and be like, "Ooh, don't piss me off. This person don't piss me off." But all good, right? It's not truth all the time, right? You could feel something, but that doesn't mean that thing is true. Forgiveness is a conscious decision. It's you are just taking all of those feelings of resentment, anger, hate, vengeance, all of that you have of people that have caused you harm or have betrayed you, and you are saying to yourself, I am not living in that energy, in that space. All right. That's not to say that they don't deserve whatever happens to them. That's on them. Right. But instead, it's about you and you not being bogged down anymore with what would happen if what could have happened, what could have, should have, would have. Right. The truth is, it's the practice of forgiveness will lighten up your load of stress. Right. Life is limited. And when I was at this woman's event, I realized what came up to me is life is too limited. Don't waste it on being the judge and the jury. You don't have time for that. Okay. Nobody has time for that, right? This is not going to be about feelings. This is going to be about freedom. Okay. So it isn't easy. I'm telling you, it isn't easy, but it is necessary for you to move forward. It is necessary. All right. And now you can sit in your unforgiveness if you want to. Nobody's going to stop you from doing that. And in fact, you may find people that tell you that it's okay to do that. It is okay to do that for a minute, right? But if you're sitting in that unforgiveness for too long, it is going to affect everything in your life. It is going to affect your intimacy with people, with your children, with your coworkers, all of that. It's going to affect you, whether you like it or not. I'm sure you can at least agree with me on that one, right? I know that it's hard. I know that it almost feels impossible. It almost feels like you need superpowers just to forgive. I get it. All right. But you also need superpowers to carry this weight, to carry this grudge, right? So obviously you have superpowers already, right? So if you have the superpowers to carry this grudge that is bringing you down, then you have the superpower to forgive and move forward, okay? I've had a lot of events in my life, and a lot of you know me, so you know a lot of my events, being molested and beaten and raped, rejected, not wanted, all of that stuff. Yes, I have gone through all of that. And it was from a child to about 30 years of holding nothing but anger and resentment in my life, wasting my time and energy. Oh my gosh, that is frustrating. And I had to forgive myself. I had to forgive myself for waiting so long to let go of something I should have worked on a long time ago, right? And then what happens is when you don't let stuff go and then people betray you at work or whatever, it is an awful feeling because you feel like, oh, they stepping on me, or how dare they, and all that kind of stuff starts to come into place, and now you become angry and bitter and revengeful and all of that stuff, or shut down completely. None of that serves you, okay? I am glad I have a relationship with God because he was teaching me that holding on for unforgiveness is hurting me and not them. And every time that I went out there thinking that I was sticking it to them because they are jerks and I'm going to tell people what an asshole they were, right? I ended up being the victim. I'm the one that was suffering with the depression, anxiety. I'm the one that had the insecurities. I'm the one that my business couldn't thrive. I'm the one that had frustrations. Me, right? I was the victim. And rather than live in the freedom that God has given me to live into and in the freedom that I can create by forgiving, I was living in full offense, angry at everything, ruining relationships, ruining business deals, everything, because I was sitting there like, no, you're after me. Nope, you're a liar. Nope. There's a difference between discerning when something is going wrong and just completely being completely within yourself and not looking at things for what they are. Forgiveness is for you. I don't know how else to say it. It is a gift from God and it is a gift to you. And if you start to listen to what I'm saying and you start to really, truly walk through what it is to forgive, you are going to increase your hope and decrease your anger. You're going to improve your spiritual connection, increase your self-confidence, improve your relationships, even your work relationships. You will increase your productivity and you're going to reduce all the stress level and all the crap that is really hurting you physically, mentally, and in your health. Forgiveness can lead to those feelings that you need when you are in business transactions and in life. When it comes to understanding a process, having empathy for someone, having compassion for others, and even having compassion for the asshole who hurt you, right? It doesn't mean forgetting. It doesn't mean that you're never going to think about it again. You may, but you'll be able to speak about it without all of that depression and anger and frustration coming up in your life. So decide that you want to forgive. Decide who you want to forgive. Not just that you want to forgive, but who you want to forgive. Right? And write that list out, work, home, family, teachers, neighbors, all of that. It is going to be super important for you to truly get into your feelings without re-traumatizing yourself and saying, you know what? This person hurt me. My stepfather molested me. My ex beat me, almost killed me, and raped me. Okay? And I can say that to you with really no more attachments of feelings of resentment. Does it hurt me sometimes? Sometimes I'm like, wow, that was really tough what I went through. And I almost died in that incident. That was tough. But it is not traumatizing me. It is not destroying me. And it the hell sure ain't going to help me not make decisions I need to make in my life to move forward. I could tell you that. Okay? So it's time for you to do that. Time for you to write this down and get it together. Get yourself through these traumatizing feelings that you've had and do it again without re-traumatizing yourself and get through it. You have the right to feel. You have the right to sit in it. You have the right to sit and say, how did this make me feel? Why did this make me feel this way? And what can I pull from this? One of the big things I do with my women when I'm coaching is I help them look at their whole situation and say, How can you thank this situation? How do you thank this situation? They're like, what? What do you mean? How do I thank this situation? Well, I'll give you an example. For me, when I was raped and beaten, how can I thank a situation like that? Your girl is strong as hell. You hear me? That's how I thanked it. I said, thank you for showing me resilience and strength, tenacity, know-how. Thank you that I have a voice that I can speak to this area and help other women. Thank you so much. I am strong. I am resilient. I am unique. I am beautiful. I am all of these things, right? Why? Because I looked at that situation and instead of saying, oh, I was a rape victim. He beat me. He did this to me. Instead of that, which is what I did for many years, I flipped it. Thank you that I saw my power and strength, my survival mechanisms and skills, right? You see what I'm saying? Take that situation in your life and flip it. I was about to curse, trying to hold it back. Flip it, okay? And make sure that you start to empower yourself for whatever it is, that lesson that was allowed in your life to happen. You are supposed to take that lesson, whatever that is, flip that bad boy and make it come to your aid, to your, I don't even know how the word I'm trying to use here, but make it come to you in a way that empowers you, that gives you the strength, tenacity, and know how to move forward. Take every situation that was allowed to happen in your life, because I believe God allows these situations not to destroy you, but to lift you up and to push you forward. Okay? So take those situations in your life, thank them for being there, and pull out what you can. Pull something out of it, anything. Pull something out of it, because everything is for your good. Good morning. Good morning, Dominique. How are you? So I just want to make sure that you guys know that forgiveness of others is going to help you thrive. That is necessary. It is necessary to help you get to the next level of your life. Get there, okay? And stop thinking like you can't. Yes, you can. And if you need some help, give your girl a shout out. I'm serious. You can get there. Okay, I want you to get there because I want you to thrive. Another thing I want you to think about, nobody ever likes this one, self-forgiveness. Forgive yourself, like I said before. Forgive yourself for sitting in crap for too long. Forgive yourself for sitting in it for too long, for being angry for so long, for being closed off for so long. This is important, okay? The hardest person that you're ever gonna want to forgive is yourself. You're not stupid. You're not dumb. You're not weak. You're not those things because you were hurting, because you went through something, because somebody really freaking hurt you. That doesn't make you weak. Okay. So I used to think that. I used to think, oh my God, I am so weak. I can't believe it. This is destroying me. Blah, blah, blah. He's moved on. Da, da, da. And I realized that doesn't make me weak. It just makes me unaware of what it is I need to do in my life. You need to forgive yourself. You need to forgive yourself. That's how you start to move forward even more, right? If you don't address your mistakes, right, then you're going to choose to let them sit there and fester, and they're going to risk, you're risking them coming in and having this vicious cycle of self-loathing and self-sabotage and depression and poor self-care and bad habits. You're the one that is letting that happen if you don't address the fact that you're sitting in some stuff that is hurting you because of self-forgiveness not happening. You need to forgive yourself. You are freaking worth it. And the only person that could do it is you. There is no reason to sit up in here. Not one more day, people. Not one more day. Okay, don't sit in it no more. You look at your problem. Wow, I let this happen. I'm so sorry I let that happen to you, Nina. I'm so sorry. I did this. I did that. I sat in this for too long. I wasn't, you know, I messed up this deal. I did this. Whatever it is, forgive yourself. It is time. You don't have a lot of it. Time is the most precious commodity you will ever have. Don't waste it. Okay, please forgive yourself. It is worth it. I promise you, it's going to launch you to a whole nother level of you that you did not know. Okay. So be thankful for your situations. Be thankful for the lessons and experiences that God has put in your life. Be thankful and use that to catapult you forward. You deserve this. Okay. And you deserve to find out the greatness that God has in store for you. Let go so that God can do his work and get this going, guys. All right. I'm so glad that you spent this time with me. I love you so much. Thank you so much for being here. Please like, share, and all that great stuff. You know the deal. Subscribe to the channel, all that great stuff, because this is how we keep reaching people. This is how we keep impacting the world. And that is why I am here. I love you guys so freaking much. Thank you, Mio. Thank you again for this message. I truly needed to hear this. Thank you. I'm so glad I was able to deliver that to your ears. Thank you, God, for everything that happens in our life. Thank you for the good and the bad. Because in spite of all things, we will rise and we will make it through and we will live this life to the fullest. Grab life by the horns and make it happen. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I love you so much. Mwah! If you need me, hello at straighttalknosugaradded.com. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.